Well, I'll read my North Dakota poem. I don't know how many of you have been to North Dakota, but it's quite an experience. It's almost as good as going to Montana. Last spring, a friend and I went to the University of North Dakota, which is in Grand Forks. And it's a long ways from Missoula. You have to go almost all the way across Montana and then all the way across North Dakota. And we went over there. He was a novelist, and he was going to talk about writing novels, and I was going to talk about writing poetry. And we're dismal failures. We got everybody mad at us over there. The guy who was our host finally broke up with his wife as a result of that trip. And the whole English department was mad at us, and the Indian club was mad at us. And we couldn't figure out what we had done because we were both pretty nice guys. And it's just, but I don't know, maybe it came as a result of having to go across North Dakota. So I wrote this poem, and it's called Not North Dakota, You Don't. Yes, ducks in North Dakota, redheads, mallards, teal, and that funny black kind, the sea-going crow. Miles of gray and wind derange our coyote stare. He thinks it's noon in Amsterdam. We tell him Winnipeg is just 3 hours north. Crouched over his cold, insolent corpse, that girl who studied science, eats entrails, tells standard jokes, bowling balls and light bulbs. Coyote believes Winnipeg is just a name. We believe coyotes should be shot. They laugh at the wrong times. You say their tongues are out of tune. The best joke, of course, Grand Forks. People so happy, they drink at Frenchie's, explain their occupation, and predict the best duck yet to come. So far south, his craw gorges green bananas. Coyote thinks we're silly to believe in ducks. Damn it, even Indians think we're wrong. You know too much, and I become the saint they love to hate. It's not my fault. I'm alive, but my friends. Well, it wasn't all bad. We met the wagon wheel walker, drank with the best dancing girls in town, learned the way to Winnipeg. Best of all, that lovely voice, fresh from the east, told no jokes, welcomed us with laughter that met the wind head on and warmed. The wagon wheel walker was our friend. We stayed at a motel that had wagon wheels that lined the paths going to the bar and the restaurant and that kind of stuff. And one morning, it was probably about 8:30, he decided to walk the wagon wheels. And he didn't make it.